Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Baisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we linked up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment.
How is everybody? It is March 13, 2017, and it is 7:02 p.m. If you are on the West Coast, baby, which is where I am, if you're in the southern part of the region, which is Louisiana, Alabama, or even Mississippi, it is 9:02. And if you are in the East Coast, so there being New York, Florida, is Florida considered East Coast? I think so. New York, Florida, New Jersey, or Boston. It is 10:07, and how is everybody doing tonight? It is you. It is you here with me. It is you here with me. Okay, that didn't even sound right. It is I, Samal Sugar, also known as Sugarlicious Me, and you are here with me tonight. We're going to do a couple of, well, actually, maybe just one topic, which is bathroom etiquette. And believe me, I have a whole lot to talk about with that. But before I even begin, I'd like to wish my husband a very late, one day late, birthday. It was his birthday yesterday, and a lot of you guys didn't know that because he's a very, you know, private person. So it was his birthday yesterday. So happy birthday, my darling. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Also, if you are in the game of Second Life and you are listening to me or want to go, there is a tournament, I think a greedy tournament tonight. I believe it is on my, yeah, it's a greedy tournament. It, God, it's over at 7. It's over. Okay, so I don't know. Sorry, you guys. I didn't realize it was over at 7. But anyway, it was with Theta Delta Alpha. It was a greedy tournament. Not really sure who won, but maybe next week we'll find out who won. But anyway, before I get started on what I want to talk about, I am so pissed. And I mean pissed. And let me explain to you why. Now, I don't know how many of you go to McDonald's. I'm sure all of you go to McDonald's. Let's face it. You know, we all go to McDonald's. That's just the way it is. And whether you get a Filet-O-Fish, a Big Mac. Have you guys seen the new Big Macs? Basically the old Big Macs. Filet-O-Fish, Big Mac, French fries. What is the other thing that people normally get? The chicken nuggets. So whatever you get, you know you go to McDonald's. You go to McDonald's, you eat, you enjoy, you have a good time, you know, whatever. If you got kids, they got the Playland, all that other, you know, bullshit. But anyway, let me explain to you the reason why I am pissed. So I've been going to McDonald's quite a while. You guys are, I don't know whether you guys remember the Chicken McNugget incident that happened with me, where I ordered 6 Chicken McNuggets, only got 5, and I kept saying it was conspiracy, and I still think that because I want to know what the hell happened to my Chicken McNugget. So I was telling you what I thought that happened to it, is somebody was probably hungry, opened it up, took one of my nuggets. I didn't think I was going to notice it was gone, but of course, me being me, I noticed it was gone. But that's not what I'm pissed off about today. The Chicken McNuggets thing has nothing to do with it. Why on earth did I literally just find out, I think it was Saturday of last week, which is what, 2-3 days ago, that they have Fanta strawberry soda. Now, I know first you guys are going to say, first of all, you're not even supposed to be drinking soda. And I get it. You know, I've already stopped the box sodas, but every once in a while I do like to have my Fanta soda. So this is how I found out. So we went to go pick up someone, and I had to use the bathroom really, really. I think it was Friday. You know what? It may have been Thursday. Whatever day it was, this is the day I found out. It might have been Thursday. It might have been Friday. Whatever. Anyway, so I had to go to the little girl's room. So the first thing I thought, okay, good thing to do is kill birds, 2 birds with 1 stone. Stop at McDonald's, run in there and go to the restroom and get something else to drink. So I had to go to the restroom again. Anyway, so we stopped. I went in there, used the restroom. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be starting doing what we call bathroom chronicles, where I'm going to be going to different bathrooms. I know you guys say I have no life, and I don't. I'm going to be going to different bathrooms, and I'm going to be showing you which bathrooms are the best bathrooms or the worst bathrooms. Yes, I'm actually going to be putting that on YouTube, but can you believe it? Yeah, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I went to the bathroom, used the bathroom, and went up and ordered. I washed my hands before I left. Maybe I should add that in. Since this is going to be about bathroom etiquette, I did wash my hands. And walked up to the to the cashier, and I said, can I have a large drink? Because the drinks are on the other side to the left-hand side, so you can basically, you know, get your ice, get your drink, do it yourself. And she said, sure, anything else? Would you like fries with that? No. Would you like apple pie? I started to say, bitch, what the fuck did I just ask you? Did I ask you to offer me anything other than the drink? But anyway, she gave me my cup, and I walked over, and I was going to get either some lemonade or something like that, and I stood in complete shock. Complete and utter shock when I saw that they had strawberry Fanta. Now, I don't know, and I don't know whether I'm clueless, dumb, or whatever, because anytime I go through the drive-thru, which is the only way I ever deal with McDonald's is through the drive-thru, because I'm either going first thing in the morning to get something for breakfast, or I'm going like on Fridays to get that dollar something filet of fish. But anyway, I stood there and I looked, I'm like, wait a minute. Hold up. Is that a Fanta? Is that a strawberry damn Fanta that I'm seeing? So I'm like stepping back going, wait a minute. Do they only, is this like something like regional? I mean, even though this place was not too far from where I normally go, I'm thinking, wow. So how long has this been going on that they have strawberry Fantas? Because when you go through the drive-thru, it doesn't show that. It shows the Coke, Diet Coke, and I think Sprite or 7-Up, whatever is a Coke. I think 7-Up is Coke. I think Sprite is Pepsi. But anyway, it shows those, you know, 3 drinks on the menu. And I never think, which I'm sure nobody else ever thinks if they go to the drive-thru, to question, hey, do you have anything else on the menu? Only other thing I've ever asked for would be iced tea. And they always, for some reason, even though I say, can I have a large iced tea with no sugar, these dumbasses always give me the sweet tea, and I don't like the sweet tea. I'm like the flavor of the taste of it. When I taste it, honestly, it makes me gag. So I was a little bit kind of pissed off, calming down, about the fact that that's what they gave me. But anyway, did you guys know that there were strawberry Fantas at McDonald's? Because I had no damn clue. So I'm standing here like looking around going, am I going to hear Rod Sterling? For those who don't know who that is the person from the Twilight Zone. Good evening. A female who is in McDonald's has just discovered that there is a Fanta. That kind of person. So I'm standing there going, this can't be real, right? So I'm looking around. So I went on and got the ice, and I put it under there to get the Fanta, and I tasted a little bit of it, and I thought, oh, my God. This is the best tasting Fanta I've had. It was so good. It was just, that strawberry flavor was seeping through my, so I drank a lot of it and then got a look. So I like a lot of ice in my drinks. I drink a lot, got some more ice, and then, you know, filled it up, got in the car, And where were we going? Halfway through, I was already through with the drink. You know, we hadn't even got to the destination. It was like maybe 20 minutes, and I hadn't even got. But on in my defense, Angel did help me with the drink. It wasn't like I drank it all by my damn self. So he did help me. But anyway, did you guys know that they had Fanta? I am like too done. I had no clue that they had strawberry Fanta. None. Zero. Zip. Zitch. None. I'm like, wow. So anyway, a couple of days ago, we were by my home, and I'm thinking, okay, look on the menu again just to make sure. I'm like, they don't have any Fanta here. This is crazy. You know, why would that, you know, that location have Fanta? They don't. So Angel's like, he said, do you have any strawberry Fanta? She said, yes. Da, 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 da. So I'm sitting there going, they have strawberry Fanta? Why is it not listed on the menu, you know, when you come up? Now, maybe on the menu inside, or maybe they just think you got enough sense to look over there and see that it's there, but I never knew that they had strawberry Fanta until I walked into that, you know, to that McDonald's. Never knew. Never knew. No clue. So we, you know, we drove up to it, and he got the drink. He gave it to me, and I just proceeded to stare at this chick. And I'm sure she was like, why is she staring? I'm thinking, why are you guys not telling people, you know, that you have strawberry Fanta? Do you realize how many more people would come for drinks if they knew you had strawberry Fanta? Do you realize how much more money that you would make being at McDonald's if they knew you had strawberry Fanta? Like, seriously. Next thing I'll find out, which I didn't look, they may have grape. I didn't even look to see if they had grape. They may even have grape. Now, if they've got grape, I'm done. I'm done. Because I am still in shock that they had strawberry. Absolutely in shock. But when I tell you that it was so good. Now, when we got it from the second place, it tastes like it had less syrup and more of that fizzle, whatever it's called. What is that called? Oh, my God. I can't remember. But you guys know what I'm talking about. Because you know when it comes out, it's like the color of whatever the drink is, like if it's red, the Fanta, or orange, whatever. And then there is the other part of the drink that I guess gives it the umph and the fizzle, right? I guess one is syrup and one is umph and fizzle. That's what we'll call it. So it tastes like it had more umph and fizzle than it had the strawberry flavoring. So I was like, So Angel's like, babe, just don't drink it. I'm like, don't drink it. We just paid money for it. And not only that, I'm going to drink it. So I waited till it kind of got diluted a little bit, stirred it around for the ice to kind of melt, and I started drinking it. It tasted better than it was at first. But, yeah, they've got strawberry damn Fanta. I'm just done. I'm done. I'm hurt in a way, extremely hurt, because I honestly feel like that should be something when you first go through the drive-thru, that should be something that is, if nothing more than flashing lights. You know, strawberry, Fanta, strawberry, Fanta. You know, you really should let people know that you have that. Because those of me who love the taste of strawberry Fanta, and let me tell you, Fanta, not just regular strawberry, but Fanta. For those of you who have never tasted a strawberry Fanta, let me tell you, you need to go and purchase one at your nearest store or bodega, as the husband would say, the bodega. You need to get that and drink it. It is so damn good. Now, for a moment there, I had like this crush for high C. And the weird part is that I could never get high C at any actual store unless my store just doesn't carry it or in my region or whatever. So I would have to go to either Jack in the Box to get the high C, the Fruit Punch high C, or I would have to go to, I think, no, McDonald's doesn't have it either. But Jack in the Box has it. I can't remember who else has it. So I started getting the high C, and I started drinking that, and for the life of me, I have no clue why I can't walk into a regular market and purchase it. Now, somebody told me, Ida, that I need to go to the hood, and if I go to the hood, you know, the hood would love me enough to make sure that I got it. So I don't know, maybe one day, maybe Friday, you know, I'll pack up, you know, my guns and everything and go to the hood and see if they have, you know, the I was about to say strawberry Fanta, because I can buy strawberry Fanta at the store if they have the high C. So maybe they'll have the high C, and if they do, I'm going to definitely let you guys know that they have it because, hey, you know, live. You know, live. That's what I say. Y-O-L-O. You know, you only live once. Pick up your Fanta and drink that. Anyway. Oh, sorry. So, this is my topic, because, yeah, believe it or not, that wasn't the topic. The Fanta wasn't. My topic is bathroom etiquette. And let me tell you, this is something that I have, like, been, I don't want to say pissed about, but just, like, damn, for I don't know how long. Like, really. I work in an office that has a bathroom. Fancy that. Office with a bathroom. Anyway, I work in an office where it has a male and female bathroom, of course. You know, yeah, we're like old school. You know, no double gender there where you have a male and female on one bathroom stall. There's a female stall and there's a female bathroom and there's a male bathroom and that's it. So normally when I go in to do my business, what I normally do is I go to the farthest facilities, I guess what you call it, the farthest place to go do my business. And that's the I call it the big girl stall. Most of you would think of it as, I don't want to say the handicap stall, the special needs stall, you know, for those who are in a wheelchair, whatever. So that's what that stall is for. However, I like to be comfortable. And so what I do is I normally go in there, unless, of course, there's someone else in there. And, you know, then, of course, I go to the whatever is the furthest from that person. So this is one of my, and I shouldn't say pet peeves because I'm going to have a show about pet peeves, but this is, I guess, one of my pet peeves, something that really pisses me off. If you're in a bathroom, now our stalls has I'm closing my eyes and counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think it's 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 5 or 6. God, I don't know. I started to take a picture and show you guys. But anyway, so normally if somebody's already in the furthest one, I'll go to the first one because it's the smallest one. The first one, you first come in the door to the right-hand side, is the smallest bathroom. So I normally go, if someone's in the bigger bathroom, I go to the smaller one, you know, and whatever. But I do like the bigger bathroom because I like to sit there and bullshit for a little while. I'm not going to lie to you. That is my hiding place. When things are getting just too much, I'm like, excuse me, I'll be back. And I'll go in there and I'll sit there for a little while. And I don't even sit there doing anything. I'll just be sitting there, and I make sure that I wash my hands leaving because just in case somebody thinks that I did was in there using the bathroom, even though I wasn't, I still wash my hands for just sake of someone going, damn, you know, she don't wash her hands. But anyway, so today I went to the smaller stall because, you know, like I said, someone was in the bigger stall. So why is it that I'm in the smaller stall? Mind you, it's only two of us in, that me and the other person was in the bigger stall. Why did someone come in and just basically came directly next to me? Now, mind you, five, I think it's 5. So why can't you go to bathroom 3? So that way, if you're in bathroom 3, you're not, you know, you're not near bathroom 5 or bathroom 1. You're in the middle. That's what I would do. If someone else came into the bathroom, you know, or if I came in the bathroom and those two stalls were taken, I try my best to go to the stall that is not near anybody because it's just out of, I don't know, I don't want to be next to you. But why on earth did this chick come in and sit in the bathroom right next to me? So I'm sitting here going, okay, you could have chosen any other fucking stall. You could have chosen stall 3. Like door number 3, you could have chosen stall 3, and then therefore you wouldn't have been by either one of us. You wouldn't have been by me or whoever else was in the other bathroom, but you chose to sit right next to me. Now, the thing that got me more than anything is that when she sit, and I know, you don't have any, sorry, somebody just IM me, my daughter. Anyway, sorry about that. My daughter just IM'd me. But anyway, God, I lost my train of thought. My kids can make me lose my train of thought. Do you hear what I'm telling you? What was I saying? Oh, my God. Oh. So anyway, I know you don't have any, you know, any control over bodily functions. You don't. You know, you just don't. You basically have to go with whatever the hell is going on. You have no control over it. So, of course, she just, the noise that was coming out of where she was absolutely just insanity. I mean, I don't want to make you guys like gag or anything, but it was bad. It was really, really bad. And I'm sitting here going, why is this bench next to me, and I'm thinking, who is this? Is this one of the associates? Is this just some, you know, just some random person? You know, who is this? You know, is this one of the receptionists? What the fucking fuck? Why? Please explain to me why are you next to me and making all of this noise? And then after the noise comes the smell. So the noise, then the smell. So I'm sitting here shaking my head like this is not happening. Mind you, she's not the only one that's done that. I have noticed so many times before where if I'm in one stall, even if I'm in the bigger stall, why is it that these chicks will come right next to me? Why? There's no need for it. If you have all these other stalls, why do you come right next to my stall? It's like I don't get it. I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. To me, it's a pain in the ass. Why would you do that? Why? So next we have the talker. She comes in loud as hell. Now, I know this is a reception because I know this broad's voice. So she's like, yeah. And I'm thinking, okay, really? You're in the bathroom right now? Can you just, like, shut up? You know, I mean, I understand you have a conversation going. So maybe before you pull into the bathroom, you say, hey, I'm getting ready to go use the bathroom right now. I'll call you back or whatever. Because that's what I do. I'll go, hey, you know what? Getting ready to step into the bathroom. Let me call you back. I'm not going to talk to you. So she walks in, proceeds, close the door. I hear her using the bathroom, and she's still talking. She's still having a whole conversation. Now, mind you, if you're at home, that's your bestie, that's your girl, your dude, then, hey, do what you do. That's fine. But why are you at work on the phone using the bathroom, and then you have other people next to you? Why would you do that? Why would you be all, I mean, and when I tell you she was loud, I heard her whole convo. So I'm sitting up at this point, I'm already used the bathroom and I'm done. You know, I already did my little flush and everything. And I stood there just to hear, and I know maybe I was wrong for that, just to hear how long this bimbo was going to yik yak and talk. So when she came out, I came out too, because I heard it when she gets out, I came out too. So I stood there and I went on and proceeded to wash my hands. Now, those who know me wash my hands. My husband tells me I have an issue, and I think I do, and so does my sister, because I'll wash my hands, soap them up, wash them again. I wash my hands about four times, and I know that sounds really weird, and I don't know why. Well, I do know why. It's because all day long I have a habit of putting lotion on my hands. I'd, like, put it on my hands and put it on my hands again, put it on my hands again, put it on my hands again. So that's all day. That's all day long. I don't know why I've been like that since I was in high school. I've always done that. So high school, what, 3 years ago? I've always done that. So not only does she stop talking when I look, because I gave her a look like, really? Not only does she stop talking, she smiles at me and waves and proceeds to walk out the fucking door without washing her hands. Now, to me, that is some nasty, nasty shit. And this is the reason why I won't eat half of these broads or the guys' food when they bring, like, potluck, which is very, 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 very rarely. I think we did a potluck maybe three times since I've been there. And once was because one girl had a baby. She was going off. And then one of the associates, I forgot what it was with him. And then, so it must have been only twice. But anyway, I'm standing here going and looking at her proceed to go out the door, and I'm thinking, you did not wash your hands. And I'm thinking, why didn't you wash your hands? It's like, even like I said before, even if I go in the bathroom to maybe straighten up something, like maybe pull my panties together or pull those pockets together or whatever, even if I go in there to sit down and maybe go buzz, to myself for a little while to kind of get my composure before I cuss somebody out, I still walk out that stall and wash my hands. I still do it because even though I haven't did anything, it's still just a thing you should do. You just should do that. You should do that. I'm sorry, but you should. Anyway, I'm going to take a real quick break, and I shall be back with more of this fun topic. Don't you guys just love this topic? Don't you just love this?
Like Jesus.
hola, 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 hola. Hi, how's everybody doing? It is 7:26 if you are where I am, which is in California. California knows how to party. California. Anyway, if you just tuned in, I am your hostess with the mostest. I am, doesn't it sound so stupid, the hostess with the mostest? I mean, who thought of that? Who the hell sit there and said, hostess with the mostest, really? So host with the most? I mean, seriously, anyway, back on track. If you just tuned in, we were talking about bathroom etiquette, and before that, we were talking about the fact that McDonald's actually has Fanta. Yes, they really do. For those of you who don't know that they have Fanta, they do, and I'm pissed off about it because I never knew. But anyway, if you want to hear about the Fanta after this is over, it takes about 15 or 20 minutes. You can listen back in. That's the groovy, groovy, groovy thing about having Blog Talk Radio. Because if you missed anything, you can always come back later and listen to it over and over and over again. But anyway, we were talking about bathroom etiquette. Now, the funny part is, when I had you guys on hold, Angel said, babe, it gets worse when it's a guy. And I'm like, how? Tell you really quick while everybody's on hold. He said, well, the thing is that if there's a guy in the stall and a guy comes right next to you, that ain't cool. You know, if there's a stall, you need to, like, kind of have it where, you know, unless it's an emergency, which I did put that down there, you know, you shouldn't stand by another guy. And I'm thinking, you know what, that sounds about right. But I wonder how many men, and you guys are going to admit to this, because Angel's like, fuck that, what, are you crazy? How many men actually look down at another guy's, you know, tinkle-winkle? How many do that? Because I'm telling you, I know you guys size each other up. But then again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe guys don't do that. Maybe guys don't look and size each other up. Maybe they size each other up. Maybe they don't do that. Maybe they don't look down when somebody's right next to them and go, wow, okay, my shit's bigger than that motherfucker. You know, maybe you guys don't do that. And then maybe you do. But you'll never admit it. You'll never admit it. Because I'm telling you, I will look at a girl's booty to see if her booty is bigger than my booty. I will do that. But then again, you know, no shame in my game, and I'll go, wow, her booty's not as big as my booty. J-Lo. Ah. Or the tetas. You know, the thing is that to me, big titties is, you know, real, but I don't like titties, so therefore. Man, this is kicking in strong. But anyway, we were talking about bathroom etiquette. We were talking about bathroom etiquette. And honestly, I was telling them about today when a girl came in and proceeded to use the bathroom on the phone, didn't wash her hands, and walked out. Now, that is not the first time I've seen many, 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 many times. Because for some reason, and I don't know why, women are nasty as hell when it comes to bathroom. You think that guys are nasty, women are just as nasty. Yes, guys, in the bathroom there are a lot of nasty ass women. There really, really is. Because I've seen, and I won't go into detail what it was because it's absolutely disgusting, but to me, when you are, you know, when it's a time of the month when things happen, you need to be even more cautious of how you are in that bathroom. You just need to be. You need to make sure that, you know, your seat is cleaned. You need to make sure that whatever you have or took off is properly, you know, deposited somewhere where it's not seen. But I've seen, and the sad part about this is that where I work at, you shouldn't ever see anything like that. And I'm not saying that they're beyond that, but you should not. You really, really shouldn't. It's a professional, you know, position, whatever, and there are certain things that, you know, I shouldn't be exposed to, the associates shouldn't be exposed to, and anyone shouldn't be exposed to. That's just the way it is. It's a huge building. We have the top three floors, and then, of course, down, you know, there's other businesses down below. I one time, you know, walked down, well, took the elevator down. I got to tell you guys about the elevator, too. I forgot to tell you about me getting stuck on the elevator. But anyway, I went down and proceeded to go into the main building's bathroom. Now, the public is in that bathroom quite a bit. So it is absolutely disgusting. Of course, the cleaning person cleans it, you know, quite a bit, but it is absolutely disgusting. That bathroom that's on the first floor is just bad. And she cleans it at least, I think she cleans it at least twice a day. So that's from, I think it opens at 7 o'clock in the morning. I think it is closed at, well, closed to the public. I think it opens to the public between 9 and maybe 7. But she's there till 10, I think. 7 to 10, I think. And I've been in there no matter what time of the day. But normally when I'll go in there when I'm rushing out, you know, going home, I go, God, I should have used the bathroom before I got in the car, got this long drive. So I walk in there, and then it's, like, always disgusting. And it's, I don't know whether it's between her shift of cleaning it, but it's just nasty. And I'm telling you, it just really upsets me to see a woman do that because, to me, and I'm not saying we're all feminine, you know, we're all feminine, we're all this, we're all that. I'm not saying that. But to me, being a woman, I myself am very, you know, concerned about my surroundings and cleanliness. I'm just really concerned about that because to me, you know, I'm a woman and I want to be, you know, clean. And I don't understand how you can basically be nasty and being a female. I don't get that. I know there's some nasty females out there. I get it. Hey, but you should be above all be concerned with your hygiene and what you're doing. Another thing I can't stand is when a person wants to talk to you while you're in the stall. Now, that happened to me a couple of days ago, about a week ago. So we walk in, me and one of the receptionists, these chicks anyway. So she's just talking, and once we got in the bathroom, I proceeded to go to my stall. I'm thinking, okay, so I shut up. She's going into her stall using the toiletries or what have you, the toilet, and she's still talking to me. Now, mind you, I'm not saying a damn thing anymore, like nothing. And she's still conversating. And I'm thinking, do you not realize that once we go past these doors, then the conversation is over until we come out of these doors? I'm not going to sit and talk to you like we're girlfriends while you're using the bathroom. Now, I'll do that with my sister, you know, and I'm sure my daughters would, you know, I'll do it with them. And, of course, the husband. But you're a total stranger to me as far as comes with the bathroom stuff. I'm not going to sit there and talk to you while you're in the bathroom. I'm not going to have a chit-chat, a conversation to you. And one thing we were talking about, ladies and gentlemen, was food. I'm definitely not going to sit there and talk to you when we talk about food when we're in the bathroom. I'm not doing it. Are you crazy? Have you lost your freaking mind? But she was just proceeding to yik-yak, and I'm thinking, really? Well, we're having a conversation right now, and you are using the bathroom, and it gets worse. She's not doing the number one. As my little goddaughter says, her's doing number two. So I'm thinking, are we really having this conversation when you're blowing up this bathroom about food? She said, do you hear me? And I'm thinking, bitch, I'm not answering you. Don't you get it? You are using the bathroom. I am not going to answer you while you're using the bathroom. Are you crazy? What drugs are you on? Who hired you? Who hired Joe? So I'm like getting up going, I'm not talking to her. I'm not doing it. So I got up, I washed my hands, and she was going, hello, and I'm thinking, hello, my ass. So I walk out, and I'm like shaking my head. She comes to my desk, and she says, hey, you know, I was talking to you. What happened? I'm like, nothing happened when we were using the bathroom. I didn't have anything else to say. She's like, oh, I thought you just, oh, okay. I thought you were ignoring me. I was ignoring you. You dummy. Of course I was ignoring you. You were using the bathroom. Come on. And you want to talk about food? So what are we going to get for lunch? I was thinking maybe I wouldn't mind having. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to lunch with you now. I'm not. You can forget it. Lunch is just, no, it's not happening. And I try not to really socialize with them anyway, and not because of any, like, bougie or anything like that, nothing like that. Honestly, it's just, the thing is, I have learned, and I think you guys I did a show before about, you know, what happened to me when I was, when I befriended someone, but I've learned to not have too many friends at your job. Because honestly, and that's going to be another topic we're going to talk about later on, maybe in the near future, because honestly, it's just it's just not happening. It's just no, it's not happening. I'm not going for that. Yeah, never mind. Anyway, so with that being said, when I told her, yeah, I was ignoring her, she was like, oh, okay. She kind of took a little feelings hurt about it. But I went to her just like, look, you know, when I'm in the bathroom, you know, I don't really talk to people when I'm in the bathroom. She says, oh, I always talk to people when I'm in the bathroom, you know. And I'm thinking, well, we're not the same people. Obviously, we're two different people, because I'm not going to sit there with you and have a whole conversation about hamburgers and french fries while you're doing your business to clean out your system to eat it. So that's not happening. So, yeah, that was my day. That was my day. Anyway, I think I can tell you guys real fast about the because I only got 7 minutes. I guess I could tell you guys real fast. But I got stuck in and here we go. I should have did an hour show. My daughter's going to kill me. I got stuck in the elevator, and it was really weird because I've been telling them, you know, that when you press our floor, it doesn't light up quick enough. Like, the elevators are closed, and you press, but you have to press our floor at least about 4 or 5 times. And you would think this is a very beautiful building, very modern. So they say, you know, the elevator's checked upon, you know, at least every other month, which I call bullshit because it should not be sticking. But anyway, we actually got on the elevator, and when we got on, I was actually on a different floor. So when I went on and got on, the girl was going down. I didn't realize I got on the elevator like a dummy. And one of the other girls pressed her floor, and I'm standing there back waiting. So once she got off the elevator, I pressed my floor. So I pressed it and pressed it. It didn't light up. So it finally closed, and I pressed it, and it still didn't light up. So I'm going, okay, what's going on? So I'm like, okay, what the hell? So the doors close, and when I try to open the doors, they don't open. So I'm over here going, okay, do I panic? Do I freak out? Do I scream? What do I do? Now, mind you, my whole brain wasn't wrapped around the fact that there's a phone there that you call in case, you know, emergencies or any problems. There's a phone there that you call and say, hey, you know, I'm stuck in the elevator, blah, blah, blah. This is, you know, this is the location we're at. So my brain wasn't filtering that in. Was not filtering that in at all. Only thing I'm filtering in, this damn elevator is not opening up. The doors are not opening, and it's not moving. So all of a sudden, I'm going like I'm out of air. Now, mind you, I've only been in there for like a minute, if that long. So I'm already going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm trapped in the elevator. Unlike the closet, I'm trapped in the elevator. So I'm sitting here going, you know, oh, my God, I'm freaking the hell out. Freaking out, not knowing, you know, thinking all kind of shit like, you know, oxygen is going to run out. They're going to find me in here, and I'm going to be on the floor. And, you know, so I'm thinking all kind of, you know, the worst things imaginable you can think of being in the elevator. That was how my mindset was. The worst that I could possibly think. You know, that's where my head was. So I'm standing there, and I'm going, oh, my God. Again, still ignoring the phone, not seeing it, not, you know, handling it and going around pressing buttons and shit. And still not getting it. So I guess the person that – so somebody actually opened the elevator door and got in. And they're like, what's the matter? I'm like, oh, my God, the elevator wasn't moving or anything like that. And she's looking at me like, okay, you need to calm the fuck down. That's what you need to do. You need to calm the fuck – and, I mean, that's honestly how she looked at me. Now, I was thinking she bitch wanted to slap me because I think it was a little bit, not hysterical, but you could tell I was like, oh, my God, the elevator wasn't opening. And I could tell that, you know, she wanted to do like one of those dramatic shits and slap me. And I'm thinking, bitch, if you slap me, this would be the last slap your ass ever do on an elevator anywhere else. So she's like, no, just calm down. You know, we're going to call maintenance or whatever, elevator people, and have them to go ahead and check it. But it was the weirdest experience, and I don't know why I did not think to pick up that phone. That was the stupidest thing that I could possibly think of. But I tell you what else I didn't think of. I didn't think of just like, you know, pressing maybe another floor, you know, and seeing if it moved. Because the thing is that when it closed, I panicked. The first thing I thought was like, oh, my God, it's closing up on me. Here we go. I'm dead. I'll never see, you know, anybody again. My husband, oh, my God, what's going to happen? You know, I'm going to run out of air because I don't even know how long it takes. I'm going to have to look that up. I should have Googled that before I talked to you guys. But I don't even know how long it even takes to run out of air in an elevator. I have no clue. But as far as I was concerned, it was going to be the next couple of seconds. I was going to be on the floor. When they opened up, I was going to be there, you know, with my lunch in my hand and, you know, dead, basically. But, yeah, that was my little elevator story. I'm telling you, hopefully it'll never happen again. But I've noticed that when you press, the door will close, but it doesn't move, and I'm not really sure. And it doesn't even light up. I don't know why it does that. And, yeah, all that other stuff. But, anyway, it is time for me to go, you guys. It is actually only have 3 minutes left. I should have did an hour, and I was told I should have did an hour. Sorry, sis, Ida, because when I talked to Ida, she says, go ahead and do an hour because you know how much you talk. You know, you're long-winded, and, of course, an hour would be better for you to do instead of doing, you know, 45 minutes. But at least I did 45 minutes. I did 30 minutes because I knew 30 minutes wasn't going to do it. So I did 45. So I feel a little good about that. But anyway, as always, you could be anywhere in the virtual world or anywhere in front of your computer, your phone, however you hear me, on your laptop, on your tablet, but you decided to listen to me and my craziness. Again, if you missed any of this portion of this program, wait about maybe 20 to 30 minutes. I say 30 minutes, and you can actually listen to it all over again from the beginning. If you missed any of it, yes, you can listen to me. As always, thanks again, and mwah, sugar kisses. Sugar kisses. Sugar kisses. I'm trying to find the music to turn on. How sad is that? I'm trying to find the music to turn on for you guys. Yeah, anyway, sure.
You don't own me.
Never stay.